single cappuccino per year.
Big pizza pie, that's amore.
During any weekday morning, you are guaranteed to find several espresso drinks being served up at Cafe Puccini. But as the assistant manager of the Columbus Avenue Cafe, Arielle Lucassi, says, what's not guaranteed is the cafe's profit this year.
The business is going a little bit slower.
Just a few blocks away at the Garden Restaurant in Chinatown, you'll find a different cuisine, but the same story.
Not too many people nowadays saving money for other things.
In fact, the manager of the Garden Restaurant is offering a new special in hopes of grabbing some bargain-browsing customers.
Ham and egg pancakes, $5.50 with hash brown and toast. It's the best deal in town.
San Francisco restaurants are certainly not invincible from the slumping U.S. economy, resulting in patrons who must prioritize how to spend their less disposable income. Like San Francisco resident Dan Marshall.
My spouse and I have really cut back in the sense of where we go or when we go.
But not all restaurants and farmers markets in the city by the bay are feeling the brunt of higher food prices and the overall economic downturn. Owner of Pat's Cafe in North Beach, Pat Darden, says she's doing a brisk business.
We have a lot of tourists here in San Francisco, and this year has been a very good year for me.
As for the famous farmers market at the Ferry Building, sellers there say tourists continue to buy.
I fill the same amount of peas and I sell the same amount every week.
And with higher food prices and pain at the pump, the market is gaining the business of another clientele, San Francisco residents.
So I'm having a heart attack every time I go to the gas station. What I'm having to do now is to go to the farmers market, eat more fruits and vegetables.
San Francisco AAA spokesman Michael Gresser says domestic travelers having to pay a national average of almost $4 to fill up their tanks are impacting local tourism.
Tourism industry is still alive. It's just not as well as it was a year ago.
With no end in sight for rising fuel and wholesale food prices, Gresser says if San Francisco eateries have not witnessed a dip in profit yet, they should begin to prepare for a downturn. Lauren Brookmeyer, California Radio Network.